Good morning, people. Happy Father's Day, first of all, and happy Juneteenth today. I'm mainly talking about Father's Day, but I had to throw Juneteenth in because it is a black celebration. Although, it's not as big yet. People are not, you know, celebrating it like the other major holidays, like Memorial Day and 4th of July. And recently, Walmart took the ice cream off the shelves, representing Juneteenth. Although, I'm not even upset because it was great value ice cream. It wasn't a major brand ice cream. So, because we all know, you go to Walmart and you buy something for under the name great value, you might be getting a good value, but it's not a great product. Just like a regular chicken. You buy a chicken, two legs, two thighs, two breasts, two wings. Now you buy a great value chicken, yeah, it might get all thighs. That's just what it is. You're not going to get the best. You just get a good value for your money. That's why it's great value. And I'm not hating or throwing shade at great value, because sometimes I've bought great value stuff. It's like great value, if you're not a Walmart shopper, it's like say, for instance, Mayola milk. Mayola milk may have the nutrients and vitamins that you need. Now, great value milk is just straight milk. It's milk, and it might last 30 days compared to Mayola may only last 15 days. But we know great value may not have all the stuff in it that's good for our body, but it's a great value for the money that you have. Okay, just to shift a little bit, like I said, happy Father's Day to all the fathers out there, and stepfathers, male figures, father figures that have played a role in a child's life, whether he is the biological or not. Shout out to you for stepping up. You don't have to birth that child, but the love part is what matters. Because the biological can run and not do his job as a dad, you know. But if it's a man there to show you love, that's all matter. Even if we're playing this role, or we are the child to a role, we are the child of a mom and a dad came in and stepped up. You got to show them love. Because that old saying is, a boy can make a baby, but it takes a man to raise one. A boy can make one, but a man, it takes a man to raise one. Like a boy, he'll go around just having kids and don't care how they make it in this world. But a dad, father, he's going to be there regardless of what. Even if he don't have, he's going to step up and play his role. Because as a man, he want to do what's right as a man. Now, I grew up without a dad. And my mom did a fantastic job. Like growing up, I felt like, you know, you won't. My mom was so great, I felt like you weren't even supposed to have a dad. A dad is just a plus. It's just a bonus. But throughout my life, I've shown my uncles a lot of love. Now, those are my mom's brothers. Three of my mom's brothers, I've showed them a lot of love when I'm in their presence, I hope that they felt the love that I showed them. Even now, when I'm around my uncles, one of them passed, but my mom's two brothers, it's when I'm around them, I just get a happy feeling inside my heart. And I hope they feel that. And to the moms that did it alone, I want to give y'all a pat on the back too. Happy Father's Day to y'all. I say this because one of my friends, he always say, man, look, it's Father's Day. They got everything else. They don't need any praise on this day. I don't buy that. I feel like if a mom has been there doing it by herself without any help from a man, she deserves a pat on her back today. Especially when, because I've seen this too, it's a sorry ass man out there. No, he birthed kids with this woman, but he'll move on to another relationship with a female and do for her kids, but won't do for his own. He'll look at his baby mama like she's crazy when she's really asking for minimal help. Minimum. She don't need a lot of help because it's not like she probably not going to let him go with the kids unless the kids want him to go with her. So it's like he's getting out of his duty to being a father. She's not chasing him down. All she needs is a little financial help. Help the kids out, you know. And it sounds crazy to the man, but I mean, I don't know. That's just something I just don't understand. Like, you having a child and just refuse to help. And fellas, like I say, it don't, you know, you don't have to give her all your money or everything that you make. You know, just give her something. Now, if she still feels the need to talk negative about you, you let her deal with it. But just give her something. She'll appreciate it. Even if it's $20 a week, she'll appreciate it. She might still be upset with you, but she will appreciate it. See, men need to understand, okay, it's okay to get your credit. Get your credit for what you do. And I can't leave this session of the podcast with saying this, because now the world is LGBT friendly. So shout out to all the women that is in a relationship with another woman and one of the women are playing the father figure. I know some women are just both parties are feminine, but some relationships, one woman is playing the fatherly figure. She's more the masculine one. And at the end of the day, it's all good as long as it's a healthy, loving household. It's all good. Everybody will not get a mom and a dad. It's some two moms. So it's just the world we live in. And we shouldn't get upset with it. You know, like I say, it's LGBT. It's also Pride Month. You got to respect them. You got to respect what they believe in. Just like they respect you for being heterosexual, wanting a man and a woman. You have to respect them for being with men and women. As long as they don't disrespect you, you respect them. And if you are a child that was raised with only your mama and you feel like your father didn't step up and do what he was supposed to do, take this from me. If you feel like your father had never did anything from you, take one thing from him. Never grow up and be absent in your kids like he did. Never, I repeat, do not grow up and repeat the cycle of being an absent father like your father did. So he wasn't there for you, but it's a teaching lesson for you. You can learn something that he taught you, although he wasn't there. So he still taught you something. And not to take up for the fathers, I've said this before. Sometime, ladies, if you're with a man and you don't feel that he's doing what he's supposed to do, a lot of times he was not taught to be a man. He don't know how to be a man. He's learning on the go. He do not know how to be a man. So don't hold that against him. But it's up to you. If you having a son right now, you can break that cycle by telling your son, you're not going to be like your dad. If you have a child, you're going to take the responsibilities to be in that child's life and be a father for him. So, y'all going to have to excuse my smoke alarm too, because I'm about to reset it. And I don't like that noise. But back to like I was saying, just take from him. Don't be like him. If he wasn't around for you, you have kids, be around for those kids. Because they wasn't asked to be here. They wasn't asked. And if it comes down to this, if you don't have no money, show the kids love. Spend time with them. Money's not always the key to cure the problem. A lot of times, it's just time. If you in and out of work, have time on your hand, go pick those kids up. Take those kids to the park. Those are the things that the kids will remember. So is you can't always blame money. Be there for those kids. Okay, getting back to Juneteenth. I don't see it being represented a lot because I don't see a lot of Juneteenth stuff. They're not representing the holiday like all the other holidays. And a lot of people look at it. We got off work and we got paid. But I don't see a big representation of it. But black folks, we can act bougie all we want. But I'm going to tell you like this. I rock with Juneteenth. Even if they had a national KKK holiday, I'm going to take my day off. And I ain't going to celebrate, but I'm going to take my day off and get my pay. So don't be acting bougie about it. And some white people are still upset about Juneteenth being a holiday. But they are the main ones to make sure they're getting paid to be off. Because at my job, we get paid to have that day off. But you mad about it, but you want to get paid. I don't understand it. This week in the news, I know everybody has seen it. Your president need damn training wheels. He can't even ride a bike without falling off. Gas prices are still up. We need gas prices to fall just like his ass did off that bike. He didn't hurt himself, but we need them prices to fall just like his ass. Or put some training wheels on the bike. That's all I have. Thanks for listening.